Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Damon. I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what are we handing over in step three? Step three is where we hand over the belief in ourselves that we can control our choices and decisions that are best for us. So we hand over the idea that we're in control. We decide to stand down from the behaviours of hunting and seeking a solution that's previously never worked. The continuous cycle of me, this is my problem, I can solve it, I can solve it with something else, I can rely on me, or I can rely on my willpower and I will find my own solution. So those who sit in fear of step three may sit and feel comforted by step one and two, the logical and scientific, where the doctor's opinion about cravings and consequences and the recognition and identification of the disease and the isms. Into step two, the progression that they can see that they themselves start to heal, coming to believe and witness the events that show they are healing and growing, but with the help of a higher power. And that's enough for them to live in abstinence, not sobriety. But we move into third and final decision of that process into step three, and that's where the action and commitment comes in. Step three does not ask us to become a monk or shave our heads or burn incense. That's just our illness talking to our fear. Step three is the affirmation of trust and commitment to believe in something out there that's going to take care of us. Step three is where we make our being convinced decision to turn our will, our way of managing our current unmanageability, and our lives, the outcome of our lives on a daily basis, to the care of something or someone else. Step three is the first step in the next level of the program, 4 through 9. Getting on our knees for me was very difficult as a non-religious person, very embarrassing, very humbling. But it was a choice I made to release my fear of faith and trust. So I chose not to stay in the unmanageability and the belief that I could solve my own problem. And I made the decision that everything was going to be okay. Knowing that I'm an alcoholic and I can manage my own life had failed me. I tried this and as a dry drunk, it wasn't good. I continued to live in that cycle of struggle, white knuckling, confusion, self-loathing, lashing out and hurting people just as badly as when I was drinking. So understanding the disease, understanding the unmanageability up to step three, handing it over with the use of the prayer is where we draw the strength and gradually as our belief and faith in a higher power grows. The offer, God, I offer myself to thee. This is the trust element. Let's see how this goes. It's an offer. I seek and I am willing to build with me as thou wilt. That's the willingness to listen, to accept suggestions from others and seeing the difference between right and wrong as we grow and develop. So this is building the new us. Relieve me of the bondage of self. Help me see that self is holding me back. I am trapped in self. If I listen to you and see the changes, I release more of me to you and I can see my attitude change, my willingness grow. Take away my difficulties was the biggest part of my step three prayer. Take away all of my difficulties, make life easier for me and give me some comfort. But this has developed lately into take away my difficulties that I may have victory over them and help me to help others. The victory over them that may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, where I can demonstrate this power and act appropriately in humility. Acceptance of others, losing my anger, resentments and grow spiritually and morally. To achieve the new way of life and a new fairer and constructive life, not the life of hate and destruction we used to live. At step three, we hand over the resistance and we cross that boundary of self into self-discovery, where we can pick up the rigorous honesty and truth to learn about ourselves that we will recover from this disease and move honestly and fearlessly into step 4 through 9.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.